While magnetic resonance imaging machines are known for their status as really high-tech, and for those who have been given a scan, the noise of clashing magnets in the narrow tube they're watched in, there's lots of chemistry. The machines use gadolinium to form a contrast so the body parts being examined show up more clearly. Led by UB Distinguished Chem Professor Janet Morrow, researchers are working with iron molecules inside carbon cages to give better contrasts and remove allergic reactions. Professor Morrow says without gadolinium, the contrast lowers medicine's ability to see.
Well, it means you can't see that tumor. You can't use the contrast agent to help you verify the progress of disease like multiple sclerosis. And so, you know, people that have kidney problems or even heart problems, you know, kids, for example, pregnant women can't be given gadolinium.
Iron is different because there's so much in the human body already and so much in the world. Professor Morrow is doing her research with the university and with her university spin-off private company, Ferric Contrast. The research is going well enough that the company received a National Science Foundation $750,000 research grant. The work is far from getting into the scanners, but there is investment interest, and the private company staff is getting a little larger off campus. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.